been a long time since I've said this, but good evening. It's Brian Noonan on 720 WGN, firmly ensconced. Yes, I know I pulled the wrong button down, Cody. It's been a long time since we've gotten to do a show, but we are here in the Allstate Showcase studio on Michigan Avenue. Yes, we thought we'd be starting an hour ago, but what the heck? We got to sit and listen to the NHL All-Star game, but we are back, and I don't see it. The Blackhawks have decided not to play any more Sunday night games, so we're good to go for a long time and happy to be here. We had a big show planned for you. Now we have a small show planned for you. But either way, it's more fun when you get involved. 312-981-7200. That's the phone. That's the text. When you call in, you'll be talking to Cody. Yeah, I'm still here too, Goff. He's the executive producer of the big program. If you're nice to him, you get to me. That's how it works. You can keep updated throughout the evening on social media, Facebook and Twitter. It's Brian Noonan Show. Right, that's all the everything has. That's all still the same. Still Brian Noonan Show on Facebook and Twitter. The number is still the same. Congratulations. Let me say this to John Scott, who just won the MVP of the NHL All-Star Game, despite being jerked around by the league and Gary Bettman. And if you haven't read a wonderful piece that John Scott wrote for the Players Tribune, you can go to my personal Facebook page, Brian Noonan, and read that there. It's been all over the internet, and it's a wonderful thing, and it basically tells how the league and the team tried to keep John Scott out because he won the fan voting to get into the All-Star game. And he says, listen, I know I'm not an All-Star. Will I be the worst skater out there? Probably. This was him saying this pre-NHL All-Star game. Then he scored, what, 3 goals in the game. Fan favorite, a guy who's been around the league for a long time. Is he a superstar? No. He's a journeyman player, and I think the way the league treated him was awful. I'm glad he ended up going to the game, and I'm glad that things went the way they did for him tonight. So good for John Scott, who I had the pleasure of meeting a couple of times when he was with the Blackhawks. A really nice guy. So good things happening to good people, and he gets his extra. You know, that's the thing. You know, here's a guy playing in the NHL for a long time. Probably making halfway decent money, but he's not making the big money that the marquee players are. He's got little kids. He's got some twins on the way, if they haven't been born already. And, that's part of the reason to go. That's part of the reason you go to the All-Star game, to get that All-Star game money. So I'm glad it went the way it did for him. Karen Conti's going to be here after 8 o'clock. Yes, remember Karen Conti? Sure you do. She's going to be in here answering your legal questions, and she has some really big news of her own. So that's going to be exciting. After this story? I'm not really telling a story. I was just kind of laying things out. All right, Cody's talking to me in my head. I don't like it. I don't like when he does it.
You were teasing it.
Only talk to me on the air, Cody. Don't talk to me in my head.
Why not?
He's got too many other voices.
I like to make you sound a little crazy, like you're talking to yourself, you're hearing voices.
I am here. Listen, people who've listened to this show for a long time, they know I hear voices. It's
wow.
There's nonstop. We don't have to get into it, but all we need to do is play a little of this.
News, traffic, sports, weather, news.
I was going to play it because it's got the I Hear Voices thing, but we're not going.
Oh.
You know, that's what it is. But
I forgot there was the big long
dealio lead up. All right, so Karen's here. She'll be here after 8 o'clock. We've got big news on Cody. We'll actually get into the real show for the half hour. Half hour before Karen gets here, we'll get into that. But I've been told I have to do this. And then we'll hear some more of us after this on WGN.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, 2 self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Join the roast of Chicago's own Hall of Famer Richard Dent at Revel Fulton Market on February 20th. This gala fundraiser for BBF Family Services features celebrity roasters, live music, and the Afterburn After Party. Go to WGNRadio.com/events to purchase your tickets.
Coach Q on What It Takes.
If you were going to talk to a young guy starting out in coaching in hockey and we're going to give him one piece of advice, what would it be?
I think you got to be yourself first and foremost. You know, stick to your beliefs. You try to keep things positive as best we can. You got to have confidence in the decisions you make, and you got to trust that, hey, nothing wrong with trusting your gut when you're making decisions.
Hear Coach Joel Quenneville on Blackhawks Radio, WGNRadio.com, and WGN Radio on your apps.
Hi everyone, Steve Bertrand here, inviting you to join me for a tour of Prague and Vienna in July. Imagine a night of Mozart and Strauss in Vienna, the Hofburg Palace in Prague, and more. More at SteveBertrandTravel.com or call me at 847-606-6065.
Join us March 10th at the Economist Innovation Forum and learn from senior business executives leading the companies of the future. Save 15% with code WGN15. To buy your ticket, visit innovation.economist.com or the events page at WGNradio.com.
On Sunday, May 29th, Lakeshore Drive is all yours. No cars, just one great ride right down the drive. It only happens once a year. The return of MB Bike the Drive, Sunday, May 29th. Register today and save $10. Visit mbfinancial.com/bike. That's mbfinancial.com/bike.
I do solemnly swear,
that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability,
preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
It's all kind of a game, until it's not.
So help me God.
Our choice to lead the greatest nation on earth. Nobody covers 2016 like 720 WGN.
My good friend and longtime broadcast partner, Max Armstrong, has written a book entitled Stories from the Heartland. It's full of inspiring, touching, and laugh-out-loud stories from Max's 40-plus years of reporting on the men and women who feed the world. I was honored to write the foreword, and I'm proud to recommend Max's book as a perfect gift for the WGN listener. Order your copy at WGNradio.com or by calling 312-222-5073.
Real, raw, next level talk radio. Jones and Mike.
We've known each other since we were 14 years old. These dreams that you get drive me nuts.
I had a dream, man. It was weird. And I was just thinking to myself, like, what if I show up to the studio and all of a sudden, right when we go on the air, you just open up the mic and then you just start cursing me out because you were mad from something I did 17 years ago.
It seems like dudes our age in their 40s and 50s, they don't like to admit that they don't know things.
Yeah, it's just, it's easier to be that way.
We're two dudes in a backyard at a barbecue, a little bit of basis and information, but not sitting here like reading from the New York Times to you. I'm fairly sure that my information is part of the hacker data dump of Ashley Madison.
Yeah, because your political career.
Jones and Mike. I had to know what was behind the curtain of a company that used the tagline, life is short, have an affair.
24/7 on Chicago's free WGN Plus app for Apple and Android and at WGNplus.com.
Hey, this is Mike Ditka. I'm asking you to make a New Year's resolution to combat vision loss by getting treatment at the Chicago Lighthouse's world-class rehabilitation center. Our highly recommended doctors can assist individuals of all ages with reduced vision caused by any eye disease, either congenital or acquired. For your convenience, there are satellite clinics located in Glenview, Elk Grove Village, Flossmore, Northwestern Memorial Hospital, and our newest site, Tradewinds in Merrillville, Indiana. To make an appointment, call 312-997-3686. That's 312-997-3686.
This is Dr. Janet Slick, President and CEO of the Chicago Lighthouse. We're celebrating 110 years of changing lives in 2016. The Chicago Lighthouse provides a community of comprehensive care for people who are blind, visually impaired, disabled, and veterans.
WGN-TV News reports live from the Iowa caucus. Watch for special coverage and analysis all day Monday on WGN-TV. Hey, it's 7:30 on 720 WGN. That means it's time for the news. I haven't said this in a while either. Here's Roger Badish.
Thank you, sir. Police-sponsored youth program in Fox Lake that an officer is accused of stealing from before killing himself will return without the military style of its past. The Explorer program was disbanded following the September death of Lieutenant Charles Glinowitz, with officials noting its militaristic tone. Stone and his alleged mismanagement. Five restaurant workers have been killed in a house fire near Detroit. Five found today after crews extinguished the fire in the suburb of Novi. Officials say the victims appear to be in their late 20s and early 30s. They were co-workers at an area restaurant. Central Wisconsin may be in the bullseye of a winter storm expected to move into the state this week. Forecasters say it could dump as much as a foot of snow in parts of central Wisconsin. National Weather Service says the storm's expected to cross southern Wisconsin Tuesday evening. We'll check sports, traffic, and our weather next on WGN.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI? Too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Help fight lung disease and join WGN Radio at the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb, presented by United Healthcare at Presidential Towers, Sunday, March 6th. Register at fightforairclimb.org or call 312-781-1100.
Real, raw, next-level talk radio. Jones and Mike. Jones is a hockey-playing, city-living, vegan bachelor who practices transcendental meditation when he's not biking to shows and Cub games.
Mike's a beer-swilling married father of four from suburbia.
His motorcycling, marathoning, and martial arts are pretty much on the shelf while he limos children all over town to their activities for the next decade.
Family, women, philosophy, politics, history, people, money, pop culture, kids, fighting, business, life.
24-7 on Chicago's free WGN Plus app for Apple and Android and at WGNplus.com.
Checking WGN Sports, your Hawks visiting Colorado on Tuesday. Pregame's at 7:30, face-off at 8, with John Weideman and Troy Murray on 720 WGN at WGNradio.com. The NHL All-Star Game is over, as you were hearing on WGN a little earlier. Patrick Kane scored once.
Ben holds on to the puck for Kane. He scores!
Pekka will get an assist on that
yes.
one. Oh, look, here we go. There's a fight. John Scott,
John Scott and Patrick Kane, they've been wanting at each other all weekend.
That's awesome. John Scott made the first official body check of the game when he hit Kane. I don't think Kane expected it.
And if you were watching, wasn't much of a fight at all. In fact, after the gloves were dropped and they grabbed each other's jerseys, they both started laughing. John Scott, of course, a former Blackhawk. He was named the MVP of the All-Star Game. College basketball, Iowa over Northwestern, 85-71. It was Notre Dame beating Wake Forest, 85-62. Northern Iowa upset Southern Illinois, 67-58. Wisconsin and Illinois are underway. They are at the end of the first half. Right now, Wisconsin with a slight lead over Illinois. The Clippers took care of the Bulls today, 120-93. Bulls are at Utah on Monday. Let's check WGN traffic. An accident on Randall Road at Royal Boulevard. Other than that, we are not seeing any issues on the area expressways or tollways at this time. Traffic moving along at posted speeds. Forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Tonight, areas of fog, otherwise cloudy, low around 32. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high near 42. Monday night gets back down to about 32 under mostly cloudy skies. Tuesday, we got a 90% chance of rain, some mixed with snow in the morning. Some thunder is also possible. It'll be windy, high near 43. Temperatures right now, 38 at Palatine and O'Hare, 39 at Midway, 40 along the lakefront. Winds out of the west at 10. Next news at 8, I had a double check on that, or when news breaks, and at WGNradio.com. I'm Roger Badish on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Thank you, Roger. Yes, we're going to forego bump music.
Oh, we are?
Well, this time, because
okay.
It's been a while. Well, I've been thinking, we were trying to figure out how we were going to take 2 hours of show and put it into 25 minutes. And I either talk really, really fast, or we dump everything. But we'll get into something, and here's the beauty of this, because this gives me the perfect opportunity to tell you what's going on, because if you've noticed, we've been gone for the last 8 weeks, basically.
Really?
Yeah. Stop. So we haven't been on, but we have been doing a podcast. Cody and I have been doing this podcast that we've been posting, and by we, I mean Cody's been posting it, but we've been recording it and then posting it when the show should be on. So tonight, we didn't post because we thought we were going to be on, and we are on. But we've decided, because it seemed like a lot of you enjoyed the podcast. That was the feedback we got. And we're very grateful. I'm very grateful that you listened to it. I'm glad you liked it. We had a lot of fun doing it. So we decided that from now on, we're going to give you one more for the road after the show is over. And we are going to record a podcast, a short one, not some of the marathons that we did in the 8 weeks prior to this. But we're going to record a podcast after. It might have some stuff that we didn't get to on the show that I teased, which I am known to do. Hey, we're going to get to this, and then we never get to it, so we'll get to that on the podcast. Or we'll recap what happened. Who knows what we'll do? You know how this show goes. We plan everything out, and then we do exactly the opposite. So, but at least we have a plan. So that's what's going to start happening, and we're going to record the first one tonight. And have you decided, Cody, when you're going to post these after extras, Brian Noonan Show extra?
We could have talked about that before the show, and yet here we are.
Yeah, well, we like to involve the listener with the show meeting. We don't like to make any decisions on our own.
That's true. No, I'll post it so immediately following our show every Sunday.
Right.
I always post the podcast of the full
of
show.
The show, correct.
I will, in addition, post a separate podcast that will be the addendum.
Right.
So if you listen to all 3 hours of our show, that's great. Thank you.
Yes.
And then I'll post another podcast of an extra 15 or 20 minutes of Brian and I wrapping everything up.
Yep. So that'll be that. And before we start getting angry Facebook missives, passive-aggressive Facebook notes from our faithful newsman, Roger Batter, saying, why is it Roger and Bob? Why aren't I on the podcast? What's going on with that? Why can't I be on the podcast?
I'm feeling lonely.
Well, then, you know, if you want to scurry down here, you've got news to do at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
But
you're going to record down there?
Yeah, we're sitting here already. We're not going to leave. We're just going to flip a couple buttons.
I'll scurry.
Keep talking. You know,
it
doesn't
chipmunk.
Have to be all the time, but you're welcome to drop by if you want.
Okay.
Because next time we post a podcast, I don't want to hear about it. Because if you haven't listened to our the last part, can I say the last one? It was the last one we recorded.
Yeah.
One of the podcasts was 2 hours.
The most recent
podcast.
Two-hour podcast,
which is unheard of in the podcast.
With no breaks.
Oh, no.
There's no commercials.
No, of course. It's just us talking for 2 hours.
Yeah.
But we brought this up because that was we didn't talk about it for the whole 2 hours, but we did address it. We addressed the Roger
situation.
The Roger situation, as it will go down from here on out.
In infamy.
Yes, the Roger situation. So Roger is always welcome now that we'll be recording them here, because before we didn't know, one, what day we were recording them, what time we were recording them. We would just show up. You know, Cody and I would be last minute. Hey, can you do it today? No. Can you do it tomorrow? I think. Maybe. All right, let me check. And then we'd show up. Can you do it at 6? No, I can do it at 7. All right, let's make it 8. All right, no, I better make it 6:30. So it was crazy. But that's all good. And thank you again for listening to that. We appreciate it. We listen to your feedback. A lot of people asked us to keep doing it, even when the show was back on. So, listen, we're here to please. We aim to please. Speaking of that, you know, on this show, I don't talk about politics a lot because it's very divisive. I don't believe you can have any more, unfortunately, a civil conversation regarding politics. But that does not mean we don't think about politics. Tomorrow, of course, is the Iowa caucus. The Steve Cochran Show is in Iowa, as is the Rokan Show. They will be broadcasting from Iowa tomorrow. Steve is doing his show from there tomorrow and Tuesday. Ro, I think, will be back here on Tuesday afternoon. But I have to give a little kudos to my man Cody, because no matter what side of the political aisle you're on, it's impressive when, in this day of nonstop content and media clutter, whether it's social media, whether it's websites, blog posts, whatever it is, traditional media, you're inundated with messages all the time. For something to cut through all the noise and go, as the kids like to say, viral, is a pretty big deal. And our man Cody, the other day, posted a blog on his personal website that got picked up somehow by the world, and it went viral. And he was not only published on his website, he was picked up by the Huffington Post, which published it. It was shared and retweeted and liked. How many times was it viewed?
Over 500,000 on my website.
Over 500,000 just on your website.
And then I don't get Huffington Post numbers, but 20 or 30,000 people liked it the last time I checked on Facebook.
Wow.
I mean, it's probably around 1 million views total
somewhere. That's pretty good.
It's not too bad.
That's not too bad.
I did not expect that.
No, and that is very exciting. And on the heels of that, you had another one published by the Huffington Post today.
Yeah, I just had another one today. So if you just search Cody Goff. They're also both on CodyGoff.com. So.
And they're about, it's no secret, they're in support of Bernie Sanders. Cody is a big Bernie Sanders supporter, and I think that's wonderful. I read his blog today, and I think it applies not only to the candidate that Cody's backing, but politics in general. And the question becomes from me, have we lost hope when it comes to politics? Because Cody's first blog, well, what was the title of the first one?
Yeah, the title of the first one kind of gives it away. The title of the first one is, I support Bernie Sanders and I'm not stupid or unrealistic.
Listeners of this show might argue, but I would caution you before you jump to conclusions and go, we've heard him, he is both of those things. Read the blog, no matter who you are politically. Cody makes a lot of good points, and I can vouch for his lack of stupidity.
Yeah, I like to think I'm not stupid, but most stupid people probably like to think they're not stupid.
Oh, the biggest idiots on the planet think they're Einsteins. You've run into them. We all run into them every day.
Well, at least don't think I'm an Einstein.
No. Well, that's good.
For sure.
So that was the first one, and it was very well received. Now, the one today was the worst reason not to vote for Bernie Sanders. And if I can summarize it, and correct me if I have it wrong, but basically you're saying, and I think, again, this can apply to any candidate. If you are passionate about a candidate, Cody's theme was that people are saying they like what Bernie Sanders stands for, and insert the name of your candidate here.
Could be O'Malley, could be Trump,
could be
Rand Paul, anybody.
Anybody. You like what they stand for. You like their policies, but you're not going to vote for them because you don't think that their policies could get passed. You don't think any of what they stand for because of the bipartisan divide, or the partisan divide, rather, in the government, you don't think they can get anything done. So instead of voting for the candidate that you really believe could do the best, you're going to vote for someone you think can probably get stuff done because they'll be able to figure out how to work with the rest of the government. Is that an accurate portrayal of what you wrote?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Which made me sad. But it's true, because we've all had candidates like that we think, and it's usually candidates who are on the fringe. And by fringe, I don't mean crazy. By fringe, I mean candidates who don't toe the party line, who have some ideas that appeal to you. And you think, boy, this person would be great as president, governor, alderman. It doesn't matter. But I know, based on the climate in Washington, Springfield, Chicago, none of what they're saying will ever get done. So I'm going to vote for somebody else, just thinking that, okay, maybe they'll do it. And I think it's because we've lost hope in the system. If a Republican gets elected and there's Democrats in the majority of whether it's the state or the federal government, nothing's going to get done. If a Democrat gets elected up against a Republican Congress, nothing's going to get done. So I look at this, and I look at Cody, and I look at people who are supporting Bernie Sanders, or I look at people who are supporting Donald Trump or anybody else, and I see optimism, and I see exuberance, and I see hope for a system that can change. And unfortunately, I don't share that hope. I don't, because, and Roger, you've been around a long time.
Yep.
We've seen a lot of candidates come and go.
That's right.
And everybody is calling for change. Everybody's going to make a change. It doesn't matter.
You know what they say about change?
It's
the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Well, thank you, Captain Platitude. But it's true. You're right. Everybody wants change. Nothing ever changes.
Yeah, exactly.
And we want change, and we're always calling for it. We're going to elect an outsider. We need somebody who's not into politics, not a politician. And those people never get elected because a number of reasons. But I think people, look how low voter turnout is.
Exactly.
People just, either they don't care, Now, I say I've given up hope in the system, but I still vote. Because right. I believe it is my responsibility to vote, because then I can still complain. But I look at it, and I always end up voting, unfortunately, for what I perceive to be the lesser of two evils.
And that should never be that way.
Yes, but how many of us vote that way?
Really? I think a lot.
I think most of us do.
And I think a lot of people who don't vote anymore are upset about that, and they just don't even go into the polling place because they've already made up their mind ahead of time. It's either the lesser of two evils, or my person's not in it, or nothing's going to change.
Well, I think part of that too is laziness and a false, well, nothing's going to happen, so why bother to take the time?
Exactly.
Well, you got to take the time.
Yeah.
But I also think that people look at a candidate that may be a little on the outside and think to themselves, well, if I vote for them, there's a good chance they're going to lose, and then my vote is wasted. And nobody wants to be on the losing side of anything, even if it's politics where we're not directly involved. You want to be able to say you voted for the winner. You don't want to say, I voted for the person who got 2%. Nobody wants to be, and that shouldn't matter.
But.
And yet it does matter. People are like, people
very
think
much
like
so.
That.
Very much so. But here's the weird thing. And heavens knows I'm not the one to rally around, but here's the point. If enough people who don't show up or vote for the person who doesn't get enough votes, and I'm correlating that group with the same group not showing up,
okay,
because they've already given up that my person's not going to win. If enough of them do show up, wow, wouldn't it be awesome if that person did win?
Yeah, no, and again, now we're already getting angry tweets about your particular candidate. This is not about one particular candidate. If you listen, but people, see, this is where politics becomes a quagmire. To use, yes.
Quagmire, I used it, Cody.
I said it. But that, because we can't have a conversation about generalities and hope for the entire system without it coming down to, you know, and people can disagree. That's fine. But there's no civil disagreement.
We're not even talking about Bernie Sanders right now.
No.
Well, we're talking about when there's an underdog candidate who, again, insert name here, Martin O'Malley, Rand Paul, Bernie Sanders. There's
Ben Carson.
Chris Christie. Ben Carson. There's 10 candidates out there this could apply to. But
and there's
because,
people who back every one of those candidates.
But because we said one candidate's name, because we said Bernie Sanders, now people are angry.
Right.
But are any of us campaigning for him?
No,
or any
the question is,
crazy.
Have you lost hope in the system? Are we afraid to vote for a candidate we really believe in because we think that candidate, if elected, could never accomplish anything that they're doing because of the system that has been set up? The two-party system that is adversarial at its very core. And that's the problem with Springfield. That's why we don't have a budget. That's the problem with the U.S. government. And listen, this is it's a great system, and I'm glad, you know, we can be part of it, but we gotta figure out what's going on. All right, 312-981-7200. That's the phone. That's the text. You want to jump in? We'd love to talk to you. We'll do it on the other side. It's WGN.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI? Too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Mm. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Hi everyone, Steve Bertrand here, inviting you to join me this summer on a tour of Prague and Vienna. This is the trip many of you have asked for. We leave June 30th on a 9-day tour at just over $4,200. We'll spend an evening in Vienna listening to the music of Strauss and Mozart. In Prague, we'll walk along the cobblestones and take in the beauty of that unspoiled city, with a stop in Bratislava along the way. More information at SteveBertrandTravel.com or call me at 847-606-6065.
In the U.S. alone, a woman is abused every 15 seconds. Abuse can be found in any home, any community, regardless of age, sex, economic status, religion, or culture. There's no typical victim of domestic violence. The Crisis Center for South Suburbia is a nonprofit community organization that provides emergency shelter and other essential services for individuals and families victimized by domestic violence. The Crisis Center is preparing for their biggest fundraiser of the year. The annual Heart to Heart Gala is on Saturday, February 20th at Silver Lake Country Club in Orland Park. The evening will include cocktails, a four-course dinner, dancing to live entertainment, a raffle, and silent and live auctions. The Heart to Heart is presented by Exelon InTech, Insulation Technology, and Mechanical Equipment Incorporated. I'm Andrea Darlis, and I'll be your MC and hostess for the evening. Please help the Crisis Center assist our community by attending, sponsoring, or donating to their gala. Together, we can help further the cause by telling our friends and family that we will not tolerate domestic violence and by asking them to take a stand with us. We can end it by supporting the programs and shelters that provide refuge and safety for hundreds of thousands of survivors each and every year. For more information about the Crisis Center or the Heart to Heart Gala and ways to help, please visit the Crisis Center's website at www.crisisctr.org or call 708-429-7255.
That's right, we're back. They tried to keep us off the air, but last Sunday I went to the United Center. I said to the Blackhawks, hey man, any chance you guys could quit playing on Sunday nights? Maybe play, I don't know, Saturday nights? And they went, you know what, Brian, for you, sure, yeah, whatever. Of course we set this schedule a year ago, so we have no control over it, but yeah, all right, since you asked us at the end of January, we'll hook it up. All right, we're talking about having lost hope in politics, and if you're afraid to vote for a candidate that you like, who may be a little bit on the outside, no matter what party you're in, and I mentioned that I have lost hope, but it's only about that's the weird thing, because I still have hope for other things, but for the political system, and you were on the inside of it, Roger. You yeah. you know what's going on there. It's just a
The election process still works.
Oh yeah, it's a great system. But
right.
I think what we've lost faith in is that things are going to change, that we can actually make a difference. That the people we elect, no matter what they say, and I want to believe that they have good intentions. I want to believe that everybody is getting into the race, whatever race it is, for the right reasons.
Right.
Because there's still a part of me that has not died. There's a part of me that, as Jesse Jackson used to say, I try to keep hope alive. And yet, society stands on the throat of my hope and grinds its heel into my neck.
Totally understood.
Right.
Sure. Because if the person you are backing gets into office, you are hopeful that everything that they said that convinced you to vote for them, that they would be able to put those things in place and hopefully make your life better, easier, whatever.
But there's other people who were, and I'm, this is one of the ideas from Cody's piece today that is published on Huffington Post and at CodyGoff.com that I found it very interesting. But yes, we want to vote our person in and want them to get things done. And then other people who were voted in to do the best for us are fighting that person because either they really don't believe it's best, or they say their constituents don't believe their best, but I think the skeptical part of us believes that the lobby interests that are contributing money to them don't really think it's best, and hence we've got these two forces colliding that are, in theory, supposed to be working to make our lives better, And yet, people's lives, some people's lives are getting better. Some people's lives are staying the same. And that's why we don't really care either. 312-981-7200. Jackie's been hanging on. She's in Chicago. Hi, Jackie. Welcome to WGN.
Hey, thank you so much. How are you guys doing tonight?
We are fantastic. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. And I love the show, and thanks. I love what you're talking about right now.
Thank you.
So, yeah, I just wanted to call and comment on kind of the sentiment that you guys were reflecting about, just the general feeling of just being jaded with the whole system and just being jaded about everything that's going on, and kind of how people just will vote for the lesser of the two evils versus, you know, kind of who they actually care about. But I think the thing about Bernie is that, you know, based on everything he's done so far, I mean, if you look back and, like, look at his speeches and look at what he's been fighting for this whole time, it's never wavered and it's been so constant. And I think that's what really resonates with people. I think that's what really gets people. And it's, you know, getting 3 million contributions, like, not from lobbyists, like you guys were just saying, but just from regular people. Like, regular people are kind of fed up with what's going on. And I think the whole goal is not to just, you know, plan to the lesser of the two evils for folks that are voting for Bernie, but to actually believe in change, just like every candidate, like you said, wants you to believe in, but actually is really fed up and, like, you know, stuff needs to change. So I think that's the whole sentiment about it and the whole reason why he's gaining so much momentum throughout this whole political process.
All right, Jackie, thanks for the call. Yeah, and again, this is not pro one candidate or other, because you could say what Jackie said. People who back other candidates are saying the same thing. And somebody texted in that politics is a tough game and more compromise exists than you are apparently aware. I am very aware of what goes into a political campaign, having worked on a couple and being associated with people who run campaigns.
You've worked on a couple?
Yes.
What?
Back when...
Now I know what we're talking about on the podcast.
Yes, I have I've done a few of those.
Our post-show podcast.
Not tons and tons of work, but I have helped out on a couple, and I've heard of the inner workings due to people that I am intimately acquainted with.
Sure, yes.
So I have some insight, and I understand, and I'm not saying get rid of the two. Somebody, the same person said not to get rid of the two party. I'm not advocating getting rid of the two party system. I'm saying, just like everybody will preach, both sides of the aisle will say, we need to, I'm breaking in a minute. I'm making this final point. We need to figure out how to get the two parties to try to work together a little bit.
We have to stop making it a business.
Right.
Because it's become that.
Listen, can we all just adopt the Blackhawks slogan for politics? One goal.
Ooh.
It's one goal. Is to make this country stronger. Somebody's going to be able to do it. There's going to be some leader who can do it, and then everybody else has to bring their ideas to the table, and we have to listen to other people's ideas. Just like in kindergarten, we were taught this, listen to other people's ideas, and then everyone can move forward. All right? Karen Conti's coming up on the other side of the news on WGN.
It's rare when you can say this. Andrea Darlis and I are looking forward to spending some time in Des Moines, Iowa in February.
We are going to be covering the Iowa caucuses rallies for Hillary and Bernie.
Hillary, Bernie, and the Trumpster, along with the caucus events themselves in full coverage live Monday and Tuesday morning.
We'll be interviewing the lawmakers, posting photos, and live blogging.
The presidential conversation live from Iowa. Nobody covers 2016 like 720 WGN.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
A perfect outing with shopping, dining, and entertainment for the whole family, all to help raise money for students in DuPage County, Districts 4, 45, 48, and 88. The Partnership for Inspired Education, or PIE, is hosting a performance of Bye Bye Birdie at Drury Lane in Oakbrook Terrace, Sunday, February 28th, followed by dinner, an auction, and a win-win raffle. Auction items include tickets to sporting events and weekend getaways. Tickets are only $68. To purchase, go to piefoundation.org. That's piefoundation.org. www.thetrumpster.org.
Down in distance.
Welcome in, everybody, to Down in Distance. Jared Payton alongside my man Sean Davis.
SD2 Mike.
Let's get it in, man.
Let's do it.
It's not a Derrick Rose problem. It's a roster problem. Yeah. And if it's a roster problem, Derrick Rose has nothing to do with that.
And my guy, the man, the myth, the legend, Jared Payton.
And Payton's son. S-U-N.
Everything in here smells like roses.
I always wondered what my dad would think about the game right now.
Down in Distance, we always convert exclusively on WGNRadio.com.
All right. Karen Conti will be here. Yes, Karen Conti, remember her? Fabulous attorney. She's coming in. She'll be answering your legal questions at 312-981-7200. So if you have a question for Karen, and it's been a long time since she's been able to answer your question, so I know you've gotten yourselves in a lot of trouble over the last couple months. 312-981-7200. That's the phone and the text. And Karen has a huge announcement. It's all coming up in just a few minutes. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. It is a little after 8 o'clock. Here's a Roger Badish.
And right now, kind of misty outside. Some fog in the area, 37 degrees at O'Hare. Iowa's getting ready for tomorrow's caucuses, the first of the months-long series of presidential nomination contest. ABC's Aaron Katersky is in Des Moines, where he tells us the Sanders campaign's working an aggressive ground game as the candidates count down the hours.
Wedged between a liquor store and an H&R Block, the Sanders campaign headquarters here in Des Moines is a storefront office that is a beehive of activity in the hours before the Iowa caucus. Volunteers sit at a table, a phone bank to call people, remind them to come out and caucus, while other volunteers are dispatched into the neighborhoods here in Des Moines to tell people where their caucus location is and remind them of how important it is to get out there on Monday.
ABC's Aaron Katersky, a storm is brewing in the Midwest, which some fear might affect voter turnout. At her second-to-last campaign rally in Iowa, Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton told supporters not to be concerned with the weather.
Instead of worrying about the storm that comes later, let's start a storm of movement toward the future that we want to make together.
And ABC's Jim Ryan was at a Chris Christie town hall meeting in Sioux City.
At one of Chris Christie's signature question and answer sessions, a teenager asked about the former New Jersey governor's plan for climate change.
We can safely operate these nuclear plants, and we need to do it because it helps in not contributing more pollution into our environment.
Christie is trailing badly in the latest statewide poll of Iowa voters. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Sioux City.
And WGN Radio will be in Iowa. In fact, they're there now for the caucuses on Monday. Tune in to the Steve Cochran and Ro Khan shows for the latest from Iowa. Illinois has been without a budget for 8 months now, and it's straining state agencies and the places they do business with. More from WGN's Veronica Carter.
The state's been cut off by some stores that sell cleaning supplies, hardware, carpeting, and electrical supplies, among other things. The Associated Press got documents through the Freedom of Information Act, and they showed debts ranging from a $28 water and sewer bill at the historic 19th century Mount Pulaski Courthouse to $4.8 million that Illinois owes Michigan for a health care partnership. Many businesses have gone months without payment. Catherine Kelly, spokeswoman for Governor Rauner, says he's frustrated but hopes to work with Democrats on a solution. Veronica Carter, WGN News.
And would Oak Brook-based McDonald's special sauce taste just as special without the burger? Some folks down under now know the answer. ABC's David Packer reports.
You know the rest, but for years, the only way to get that mysterious special sauce was on a Big Mac. But now McDonald's has released 4,000 bottles of special sauce exclusively for Australian customers. Some Aussies looking to make a buck, selling the sold-out sauce online for up to $100 a bottle. And you may have to pay for it if you want it, because McDonald's has no plans to sell the special sauce stateside. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Soup and Bread is a community meal project and grassroots hunger relief fundraiser based in Chicago. For an on-site donation, you can enjoy soup and bread donated by local chefs and restaurants. The project has raised more than $60,000 for local food pantries and other hunger relief organizations. Soup and Bread runs Wednesday nights from January through March, 5:30 to 8 at the Hideout, 1354 West Wabanzia. You can also make a donation at soupandbread.net.
Today, the impossible is happening. Thanks to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, thousands with blood cancer are coming home to live a normal life. When you support LLS, you support the most pioneering cancer research of our time. Help us send more people home. Help us turn someday into today. Find out more at lls.org.
Let me ask you a question. When you think of the American Legion, what comes to mind?
Is it our volunteer programs that let wounded veterans know they're not forgotten?
I'm here to make sure our heroes know their sacrifice is not forgotten. I am the American Legion.
For nearly 100 years, the American Legion has been our nation's leading advocate for veterans and their families.
I am the American Legion.
This is today's American Legion.
To learn more, visit legion.org.
Checking WGN Sports, the NHL All-Star Game was a little earlier. You heard it right here on 720 WGN. Patrick Kane, representing the Hawks, scored a goal. And he will be joined by the rest of the team on Tuesday in Colorado as they get back into the regular season. Pre-game's at 7:30, face-off at 8 with John Weideman, Troy Murray on 720 WGN at WGNradio.com. College basketball. Iowa over Northwestern. Notre Dame beat Wake Forest. Northern Iowa, minor upset of Southern Illinois Salukis. And checking the Illini game right now, Wisconsin still with a lead over Illinois in the second half. And the Bulls lost to the Clippers today, 120-93. They'll be in Utah on Monday. Checking WGN traffic, we've got an accident on Joliet Road at West 55th Street with injuries. Randall Road and Royal Boulevard, they're still cleaning up from that earlier accident. Checking travel times on the area expressways and tollways. Your outbound Chicago Skyway from the Dan Ryan to the state line taking you 14 minutes, 9 minutes on the way back in. On the Edens Expressway from Lake Cook to the junction, 15 minutes, same back out. 17 minutes if you're coming in from O'Hare to downtown on the Kennedy. Outbound is the same time, 17 minutes. Everything else looking pretty good around the area. The forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Areas of fog tonight, otherwise cloudy, low around 32. Monday, your day back to work, mostly sunny, high of 42. Monday night, not too bad, mostly cloudy, low around 32. And on Tuesday, we've got about a 90% chance of rain. Some mixed with snow early in the morning. Some thunder is possible. Windy conditions, high near 43. Temperatures right now, 37 at O'Hare, 39 Midway and Oak Park, 40 along the lakefront. Winds out of the west at 12. Next news, 8:30, or when news breaks, and at WGNradio.com. I'm Roger Badish on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
No, we're not drinking, but we are toasting because it's after 8 o'clock on a Sunday night, and we're not sitting at home. Karen Conti has come in, as she used to do before the Blackhawks took over Sundays, but she is back. 312-981-7200. If you have a legal question for Karen, that's how you get a hold of us. It has been so long we had to check your ID when you were coming in the door.
I did not recognize you, Brian. I really didn't. Or Cody, I did, because he's always wearing the same thing.
Cody does always look the same. We change up. But it's good to, let's catch up. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. You can still say it all the way to Groundhog Day.
Sure.
That's the rule. Yeah.
Did you have everything went well over the holidays?
Yep.
Everything is going well.
I'm glad they're over, and I'm looking forward to that little rodent seeing his shadow or not seeing his shadow, whichever one means the short winter.
Yeah. Yep. Now, I've been teasing since we came on a mere 40 minutes ago, 35 minutes ago, that you were coming in, obviously, to answer people's questions, but that you were coming in with huge news.
Well,
and
this is huge to me, Brian.
No, I think it's very exciting news.
Yeah, I'm starting my own firm.
Congratulations.
I did it for a long time in the past. I've been a partner at a decent-sized law firm. And I just decided, you know what, I like doing things on my own. I like making my own decisions. I like having the staff that I want. I like being flexible with my clients. And although the firm was a great firm and it was a great experience, I'm ready to do this by myself. So
that's exciting.
As of tomorrow, I will have my own law firm named Conti Law. I'll be at 55 West Monroe. I'm going to have the same contact information that I've had for years.
I was going to ask. That's the people are always always wondering.
So that is going to be the same. I'm going to still be at that 332-7800 number. And I'm just going to have a couple of lawyers, and Jerry's going to help me out. And I've got a paralegal.
Who's Jerry?
And I've got all kinds of good people around me. So I'm very excited. My clients all know about it. And it should be a good thing.
Listen, let's put the whole lawyer thing aside for a minute. You're going to be working with your husband day in, day out.
Yes.
How do you think that's going to work? Because I love my wife. I could not work with her every day. Not to jinx
really?
this new venture. I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, you know, I've had some experience with this in the past.
Yes,
yeah.
I was going to say, you've done this before, so you've made this work.
Well, to me, you know, my best friend and I should be able to get along on the things in business. That,
but what will
you know,
Jerry say about that?
You know, and, you know, as long as you give someone free rein to do what they want to do, I mean, you know, listen, I just want to practice law. I like someone else doing all the business aspects of that, and Jerry's really good at that. He's had businesses in the past. He had 10 retail businesses in the past, so he knows what he's doing when it comes to insurance and books and all that stuff.
Nice.
So he's going to do that. He's looking forward to doing it, and I think it's going to be fun. I got someone to go to lunch with.
Yeah, that's very nice. And again, your numbers that people have been, your KConti at KContiLaw.com, people will still be able to email you there.
Yes.
The phone number is going to be the same.
Yes.
It's just now, you're the boss again.
I'm the boss.
Which is nice. Did you have to dust off your shingle after you had taken it down and put it with the firm? Now you get to hang it out again?
Yeah, I kind of forgot about all the things you have to do. I mean, really, starting a business, as people
who
are listening know out there, there's five different kinds of insurance you need. Now you have, like, identity theft insurance, and you've got this kind of insurance.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. Yeah, in case I have information that people have people's social
all
security.
Right.
Let's just say it gets hacked. Well,
yeah, you don't even think, because they give you all sorts of personal information.
So, you know, who knew that you had insurance for that kind of stuff? So anyway, it was a little refresher course to get back into it. But you know what? It's doable. And it's fun in a different way. It's productive in a different way.
And tomorrow's the first day of the new firm.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yes.
Has your administrator scheduled all sorts of meetings for you? Are you busy from the jump?
I'm just hoping to get my emails tomorrow. That's the best I can hope for tomorrow.
Well, keep your fingers crossed. Congratulations. That's excellent
Thank
news.
Thank you.
Very
you'll
nice.
Have to come
Best
over and
luck.
Visit. Yes.
I will. You know I'm going to get in trouble one day or another.
I know
I'm going to need an attorney. 312-981-7200 if you have a question for Karen, because as I mentioned before, it's been a long time since we've been here, and I know people have gotten into trouble. Let's jump right into a call, and then we'll get into some
Sounds
of the big
good.
Stories. Michael's in New Lenox. Hi, Michael. Welcome to WGN.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Karen, I have a question when you're ready.
Sure, I'm ready.
Okay, last February, took a train trip for a St. Louis Blackhawks game down to St. Louis. The train trip was with Pullman Cars to go there and come back. Had a room, had paid for it in full. When we departed, it turned out that the Pullman train was not coming through. So they changed it to coach. So they said anybody wanted a refund, step in line, which a lot of people did because they didn't want to take the train. Or didn't want to take the bus. So they did so. A week and a half later, got a partial refund from the company. So the question is, am I entitled to a full refund? Because I'm not the one who canceled it.
Did they substitute some service to get you back there?
Well, according to the letter I'm looking at now, whoever did go on the coach bus did wind up taking the Pullman train back.
What I'm saying is, did you opt for that? How did you get back?
Oh, we waited 3 hours at Union Station for the Pullman train to come in to go to the game.
So did you pay extra for that?
No, it was all paid in full at one time.
Okay.
Prior to the...
You know, you're really just entitled to the difference between what you're out of pocket and what you would have paid for. So if you paid a little bit extra, or let's just say you didn't get the same service and you had a little bit of discomfort or inconvenience, you might be entitled to a little bit, but not a whole lot of money. This is not like something where you're going to make some money on it. You're really
I'm
just
not trying
entitled.
To make money. I'm just trying to get back what I dished out in the first
I mean, you certainly can ask for it, but they did accommodate you by getting you back. It was just inconvenient, and it wasn't what you bargained for, and I understand that. And I'll bet, though, that if you look at that ticket, and I haven't looked at a ticket in a long time, that it has something in there that says if there's an act of God or a reason why the train couldn't come, and maybe they had a good reason, maybe they didn't. But if they did have a good reason, it could be that you're not entitled to anything at all. So you might want to start by looking at the ticket, which is your contract with them, and you might want to make a request and do it nicely, and hopefully you'll get something or maybe some free tickets somewhere else.
All right. Good luck, Michael. Hope it works out for you. Karen Conti is here. Thank goodness. We're all back. 312-981-7200. If you have a question for Karen, that's the phone. That's the text. We'll have more with Karen and with you on the other side. It's what time is it? 720 WGN.
Despite new FAA restrictions, the commercial drone marketplace is hot. How hot and who's flying what? Monday on the Opening Bell. Also, an investment expert tells us how to make more and lose less in 2016.
Your pre-dawn intel report on the business day ahead. The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich. Monday morning at 5 on 720 WGN.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, two self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
Join the roast of Chicago's own Hall of Famer Richard Dent at Revel Fulton Market on February 20th. This gala fundraiser for BBF Family Services features celebrity roasters, live music, and the Afterburn After Party. Go to WGNRadio.com/events to purchase your tickets.
On Sunday, May 29th, Lakeshore Drive is all yours.
No cars, just one great ride right down the drive. It only happens once a year. The return of MB Bike the Drive, Sunday, May 29th. Register today and save $10. Visit mbfinancial.com/bike. That's mbfinancial.com/bike.
Coach Q on What It Takes.
If you were going to talk to a young guy starting out in coaching in hockey and we're going to give him one piece of advice, what would it be?
I think you got to be yourself first and foremost. You know, stick to your beliefs. You try to keep things positive as best we can. You got to have confidence in the decisions you make, and you got to trust that, hey, nothing wrong with trusting your gut when you're making decisions.
Hear Coach Joel Quenneville on Blackhawks Radio, WGNRadio.com, and WGN Radio on your apps.
Hey, this is Mike Ditka. I'm asking you to make a New Year's resolution to combat vision loss by getting treatment at the Chicago Lighthouse's world-class rehabilitation center. Our highly recommended doctors can assist individuals of all ages with reduced vision caused by any eye disease, either congenital or acquired. For your convenience, there are satellite clinics located in Glenview, Elk Grove Village, Flossmoor, Northwestern Memorial Hospital, and our newest site, Trade Winds in Merrillville, Indiana. To make an appointment, call 312-997-3686. That's 312-997-3686.
This is Dr. Janet Slick, President and CEO of the Chicago Lighthouse. We're celebrating 110 years of changing lives in 2016. The Chicago Lighthouse provides a community of comprehensive care for people who are blind, visually impaired, disabled, and veterans.
Get the stories that make the city with unlimited digital access to award-winning Chicago Tribune News. Become a member today at chicagotribune.com. Brian Noonan, Karen Conti on WGN. Karen's answering your legal questions at 312-981-7200. We've got a lot of big legal stories to talk about, but let's talk to Diane first.
Sure.
She's in Pontiac. Hi, Diane.
Yes, Karen, and I enjoy your show. I find it very informative.
My situation is I'm a 66-year-old senior citizen. I walk with a cane or a rolling walker. I just got served papers today, a summons to go to court, and apparently I have to go on the 9th. But it has to do with I have a lot of bills I could not pay. Now, my question for you today, I'll focus in, is I have been told that I can't file bankruptcy because I would have to be totally up to date on my mortgage, which I didn't even buy my house till I was 45. I'm 66. And I bought my own house when I was 45 downstate. It's a lot cheaper downstate, you
yes,
guys.
Yes, it is. I know that.
I know. But please come buy my house. But
I owned a house in Petersburg.
My housing value decreased by 20 grand. I have zero equity. But anyway, I have 10 years to go on my mortgage. But my question today is, because I was served these papers, do I have to be totally up to date? I've been told by, I've consulted bankruptcy attorneys. I have not filed a bankruptcy. I want to keep my house. I have a ton of stuff, and I want to keep my home. Do I have to be totally up to date on my mortgage? I've been told by bankruptcy attorney.
You know what? Diane, I'm not going to be able to answer that specifically because there's a lot of factors that go into this, and I'm not a bankruptcy lawyer. And this also has to do with the rules have changed in this area. So I'm really not going to be able to give you specific
advice.
When did
they change? Because I just been told that recently by one of my creditors. And
yeah,
said,
I want to say about
I'm 2 months behind in my mortgage, and I was told that I can't even file a bankruptcy if I'm 2 months behind.
Well, what they're saying to you, Diane, is not that you can't file it; is that you'll lose your house and you'll lose all the equity in it. So I'm sure that's why they're telling you that, and because there's some exemptions for living expenses and certain things, but it could be that if you file bankruptcy, you'll lose your house. So here's, you know, what you need to do. I mean, if you've consulted bankruptcy attorneys, you're going to get much better advice than you're going to get from me on the radio, especially if they know your situation. But maybe what you can do, and I don't know how much your bills are altogether, but can you work out some deals with these?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe you can work out some deals with your creditors. If this is a credit card or somebody or a health insurance or the health provider, call them up and say, listen, I don't have any cash. Can I pay half of this bill and can we be done with it? They might do that for you. They might try to work something out. Or if you go to court, see if you can work it out. Ask the judge if you can have some time with the lawyer to try to work it out. Work out a payment schedule if you can. See if you can keep that payment schedule and get rid of these debts one by one rather than
I'm trying. I have $400 a month in payday loans, and my mortgage went up, actually. My credit rating plummeted, so I can't refi. It should be. I'm paying 8.5% on my mortgage.
Well, and I think, you know what, without going into the rest of the details, Diane, what I would say is I know you love your house and I know you love your things, but if you keep this up, you may lose all of it. Okay, so once they start getting judgments against you, they can, you know, put liens on your home and you'll have no equity. So you're better off selling your house, getting that equity, paying off some of your bills, and moving on with your life and hopefully being able to buy another house or at least rent something nice. But if you stay there, you might just be in so much debt, you'll never get out and lose all your equity.
That's no good. Diane, good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
Hope it works out for you. And yeah, it's that's...
A lot
That's
of people freeze, you know, when they put the deer in the headlights. And
well,
you know,
they hear terms like lose your house and...
they hold on.
Right.
And maybe you just short sell it. Or maybe you sell it and you take that money and you pay off some bills and you get started fresh.
Right.
Instead of just letting it all go and losing everything.
Yeah.
You know,
sometimes
especially
a fresh start is the best thing.
Yeah.
It's coming from the woman who's starting her own business tomorrow.
Well, and I have a pen for you.
Wait a minute. Swag. Is this Conti Law?
It's a Conti Law pen.
Does he have to report it on his disclosure forms?
It's a nice pen. I don't think it's worth like $700. It's a nice pen, and I'm going to use it. I'm going to see how it writes. Oh, it writes very smoothly, and it's clickable. I like the clicking.
Does it have the highlighter on the other side so you can highlight specific legal passages?
No, but Karen admires that I always have a legal pad.
That's true.
That's my thing.
I'm starting out lean, and I'll get a little more fancy when the time comes.
Okay. No, it's a very nice. It's got a nice heft to it. It's not one of those little skinny pens.
That's
it's a nice pen. Here's a question coming in on the text. And you can always text us, too, at 312-981-7200 if you're too shy to actually speak with us. But feel free to speak with us. We're very, very cordial. Does my spouse legally have to keep me on the family health insurance?
Yes. Yes, yeah, he does. And most insurance companies won't take you off unless there's a divorce decree. So, yes, he should. However, that doesn't mean that he couldn't try some funny business to try to get you off. So, you know, you need to make sure that you're still on. I take it that this person is not in a divorce situation because the first thing you do is you tell your lawyer,
right?
Let's find this out. Let's find out right away to make sure that there's a court order in place that the spouse doesn't take you off. And listen, if you're a spouse, why would you take your other spouse off?
I don't know.
And here's why I'm saying this. Even if you hate your spouse, hey, guess what? If your wife gets sick, God forbid, and it's not insured, and she has to go to the hospital and incur $150,000 in bills, guess who might be paying that?
Yeah.
You know, so tell your spouse that. Say, well, you better keep me on because otherwise right. I'm going to make you pay everything. So, jeez. Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So there you go. That's going to be. And this, I don't know if you can if you could answer this because I don't even know if there's anything. I think I know the answer, but how can they put an O.J. movie on TV? Because that new American Crime, are you going to watch that? The People versus O.J. Simpson?
The thing is, I lived through it.
I was going
to
say.
You know, I don't know if they're going to add anything to it. The only thing I would look for is to see how much these characters really look like the real characters.
I'll tell you what.
Marsha Clark looks just like her.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
What's Sarah Paulson is the actress.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw just the previews. I was like, oh. But they buy the it's based on a book.
Right.
And they buy the rights to the book. And
right.
That's how they do it. O.J. doesn't see. Nobody. The only person who sees any money from this is the author of the book.
Right. Well, and you don't have a right to, you know, if you're part of history, someone can make a movie about you
sure.
without your consent. And now, if they cast you in a false light, and I've had clients come to me who have had movies made about them, and they say, well, this is false. This put me in a light that I look dishonest or that I look like I was doing something wrong. Do I have a lawsuit? And generally, you do. I mean,
okay.
It's defamation or false light. Now, the question is, do you want to bring that lawsuit? But you don't need someone's consent to do a, you know, a documentary or
right.
even a made-for-TV kind of, what I don't know what you call it, a fictionalized documentary.
Since you brought that up documentary, we haven't seen each other for so long. I forget all the things that have happened since
yes.
we were last together. Have you been, did you watch that Making a Murderer?
I'm not watching it. I'm going to probably binge watch it at some point.
Okay.
I'm very interested. I've followed, you know, the newspaper articles.
Right.
And it's just, it seems like there's so much evidence on both sides. And I think a lot of people are learning a lot about the process. In this,
I would
so
love
I think it's
to get
great.
Your take on how some of the after you watch it we'll talk about it again
it.
Because the legal process and the behavior, and granted it's a documentary so you're seeing most things from one side, but you are getting to see bits and pieces of the actual trial. I'd be interested to get your take on how these lawyers on both sides were behaving and how it was acting.
I'll watch it and we will have this discussion.
Let's we don't really have time to get into this too much. We'll get into it after, and we'll get to some more of your calls. But the big one of the big stories this week is that Van Dyke, the
yes.
Officer who was charged with first-degree murder and the shooting death of Laquan McDonald, is asking for a change of venue. And we've talked about this before. In this day and age, it used to be if you wanted a change of venue because you wanted people who didn't hear about the story.
Right. Or it wasn't so close to home.
Right.
It wasn't the talking points. I think Gacy got a change of venue because the story was such a huge story in the Chicagoland area, so it went to Rockford.
But this story, and in the age of 24/7 news cycles and social media and everything being instantly out there and this video being a national story, will it make a difference, and do you think he'll get a change of venue?
I don't think he will, and I think you're absolutely right that there is a difference now because all the stories are national stories are local stories,
right?
The other thing is that a good lawyer will go through the process of voir dire, which is the selection of jurors. And through that process, the court is pretty convinced that you can weed out the people who have already made up their minds.
Right.
Now, I'm not sure I agree with that, but jurors are generally pretty good at saying to themselves, all right, I've heard the news, I've heard there was a shooting, but listen, I'm going to keep a clear mind. mind. I'm going to do my duty. I'm sworn to do that. And I'm going to just listen to the facts, and I'm not going to let my emotions play. And a lot of jurors will come in there and say, you listen, I already made up my mind. I think people who shoot someone 16 times are going to be guilty. And you'll hear those people, and they'll be off the jury for cause. So I think that between the voir dire, between the fact that, you know, taking it to some other venue is not going to do anything, and it's very expensive to do that for different reasons, I think that the judge is going to probably deny it. Then it'll become an issue for appeal. The defense lawyer, if he loses the case, will then have that issue for appeal.
All right. Karen Conti is here. She's answering your legal questions. If people don't get, if you're on the line, Janet, Kathy, hang on. We'll get to you on the other side of the news. If people don't get through tonight, even though you have a new firm, your contact information remains the same,
it
correct?
It remains the same. So and you can still call me at 312-332-7800 or email me at kconti@kcontilaw.com.
All right, more with Karen and your calls on the other side of the news. It's WGN.
We're going to Iowa. And we'll be there.
And there.
And there.
And there.
And there.
And there.
If we have time. From the Iowa caucuses, the presidential race is on.
RoCon has the presidential conversation tomorrow afternoon on 720 WGN.
All right, more of your legal questions on the other side of the news. It's 8:30 on 720 WGN. And with that news, here's Roger Badish.
And tonight's the sign-up deadline for subsidized private health insurance under President Obama's health care law. Administration officials say the deadline is actually 1:59. That's a minute before 2 in the morning, Monday morning, Central Time. Deadline for Illinois and the 37 other states using the healthcare.gov website. People also can enroll on the phone by calling 1-800-318-2596. An attorney says a Colorado Department of Corrections officer fired his gun during a weekend brawl at a Denver motorcycle show that left one dead, seven others injured. Lawyer says the corrections officer fired in self-defense during the fight. Two biker groups are blaming each other for starting that fight, according to their lawyers. Residents of two Northside neighborhoods being warned of suspicious activity after victims were robbed at gunpoint in two separate incidents last week. They happened in the Roscoe Village and West Rogers Park neighborhoods. In both cases, the assailants were described as white, between 18 to 22 years of age. Two were described as slim, about 5'7 to 5'10. The third's described as between 250 to 300 pounds. We'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi everyone, Steve Bertrand here, inviting you to join me for a tour of Prague and Vienna in July. Imagine a night of Mozart and Strauss in Vienna, the Hofburg Palace in Prague, and more. More at SteveBertrandTravel.com or call me at 847-606-6065.
WGN Sports, your Hawks back on the ice on Tuesday, taking on Colorado. Pregame with Judd Surratt at 7:30, face-off at 8 with John Weideman and Troy Murray on 720 WGN and WGNRadio.com. The NHL All-Star Game was earlier today. Patrick Kane got in a goal. College basketball, Iowa over Northwestern. Notre Dame beat Wake Forest. Northern Iowa beat Southern Illinois. Right now, Wisconsin with the lead. Not much time left in the game over Illinois. The Bulls losing to the Clippers 120-93, and Bulls will be in Utah on Monday. Checking WGN traffic. Couple of serious incidents out there right now. On Guger Road and West Maple Road, that's near Joliet, they've called for 5 ambulances for that accident there. A vehicle on fire on the Tri-State northbound at the Hinsdale Oasis. An accident they're still dealing with on Joliet Road on West 55th Street. That's with injuries there. And checking travel times around the area right now, we are experiencing some slight delays on the Indiana Toll Road westbound from I-65 to the state line. 17 minutes, 15 minutes on the way back out. Other than that, nothing serious as far as travel times around the area. Forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Areas of fog tonight, otherwise cloudy, low around 32, getting up to 42 on Monday under mostly sunny skies. Monday night, mostly cloudy, low around 32. Gets a little dicey on Tuesday, 90% chance of rain, some mixed with snow in the morning. Thunder is possible, windy, high near 43. Temperatures now 37 at Midway, 37 at O'Hare, 39 at Midway, 44 Valparaiso, 40 along the lakefront, and the winds out of the west at 12 with the barometer rising. Next news at 9 or when news breaks and at WGNradio.com. I'm Roger Badish on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Brian Noonan and Karen Conti on 720 WGN. Karen is here on the eve of her opening her brand new firm, Conti Law. Her contact information remains the same, but now she is an even bigger big shot than she was just last week.
So I can tell myself what to do.
Congratulations. It's got to be nice to be the boss. Just to not have to, I mean, you have responsibilities, obviously, a lot of work to do, but you don't have somebody on your back.
Well, and it's stressful enough, right, to do your job,
sure,
whatever that job is, whether you're a lawyer or whatever you do. But the stress of having other people making decisions that you don't like or that are kind of impacting what you're doing, that's an added stress that you just don't need.
Exactly.
And since I've done this before for 22 years,
yes,
had my own firm, I know I can do it. It's not like I'm concerned about it. Anyway, Jerry wanted to remind me that I not only have an office downtown now, I have an office in Lincolnwood.
Look at you.
Yeah.
One lawyer, two offices.
I do.
That seems excessive.
Yep. It does.
Almost like you're rubbing it in our noses.
But you know, a lot of people don't like coming downtown.
Sure.
I totally get it. Parking is crazy. And even if that's not the most convenient place for them, at least it's not the city.
So will you be splitting your time? Is that how it works? Or will you just use that office for specific
for client meetings?
That's nice.
You know, and I do some practice up in Lake County, and I'm in Skokie, and I'm in Rolling Meadows. So, you know, I'm always up and around. So that'll be kind of a fun thing to do.
Very
too.
Nice.
Yeah.
And just, again, reiterating, your contact information remains the same, which is?
Is 312-332-7800, or email me at kconti@kcontilaw.com.
All right, we've got a lot of stories to talk about, but people have been waiting for you to return.
Okay.
They've been hanging out, going, when is Karen coming back? Because I've got some issues that I have to take care of. So let's start with them. We'll go to Janet in Springfield. Hi, Janet, you're on WGN.
Hello?
Hi, Janet, you there?
It's Janice, but yes, I'm here.
Okay, hi, Janice.
I have a father who last month had a stroke, and he's relatively incapacitated now. And I'm looking to find out how to become his power of attorney because I'm having problems doing his financing while he can't.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So he'd never executed a power of attorney before he became incapacitated, correct?
Correct. Correct. I am his medical power of attorney.
Okay.
But I do not have power of attorney.
And is your mom still alive?
No, she passed away a couple of years ago.
Okay. And do you have any other siblings who want that job as well?
No, they all want me to have that job.
Okay. So I don't think it's a big deal to basically become his power of attorney. And what you might have to do is you might have a doctor have to say that he is not, you know, in his right, frame of mind to be making decisions for purposes of finances and those kinds of things. And then you can file some paperwork. You know, probably the best way, since you're in Springfield, it's a little bit easier down there to do things, I have found. You might want to go to the hospital where they've treated him and talk to a social worker, and I'll bet a social worker can help you fill out the paperwork to get this done with the doctor's cooperation so that you don't have to go out and hire a lawyer to do that. I bet that,
okay,
that I bet you could do that with in that vein.
Okay.
And then that should be an easy deal if no one's fighting over the right to do it, and then you can have signatory authority, and then you can transact business as if you were, you know, your dad.
Right. And I have access to his finances. He did put me on his checking account so I can pay his bills, but there's things that are showing up on his banking accounts, but I have no idea what they are, and because I'm not him, they won't talk to me, and rightly so.
Right, right, and to get records and all of that, there's a bunch of stuff you're going to need to do. So, yeah, that paperwork is easy to fill out, but because he doesn't have the capacity to consent to you doing it, you don't want to have put a pen in his hand and just let him sign it, because then someone might say, oh, you put that pen in his hand and he didn't have the capacity. So you might have to go through that extra step, but I think the help of a social worker might be in order.
And he's in a rehab facility now that he has access to a social worker right there that's working with him now.
Perfect. Perfect. Ask him or her how to go about doing that in your neck of the woods, because it's always a little bit different depending on where you are.
All right, Janice, good luck.
All right.
Hope it works out for you.
Good luck.
You're welcome. Take care. Kathy's in Arlington Heights. Hi, Kathy.
Yes.
What's your question,
Kathy?
Okay, great. We're glad you're here. What's your question for Karen?
My question is, I paid $2,400 for a trust for myself and a special needs trust for my daughter. And the special needs trust is supposed to keep the federal government and the state from getting the money for my daughter, you know, when I die. And the trust that she made up was incorrect, because it states right in the trust itself that when my daughter dies, that the money, the assets are remaining in the trust, will go to the state as reimbursement to the state of Illinois, the federal government, for benefits that were provided for her.
Okay. I have a grasp on what you're asking, and I'm going to just maybe make a few comments so that people will understand this. Very interesting. I had this exact case where a lawyer, a very good lawyer who was an expert in trusts, did the wrong trust in this situation. And as a result, the young man who was disabled and whose father died in 9/11 and was entitled to millions of dollars,
ooh,
was the wrong trust. And he had to repay the federal government dollar for dollar what was paid on his benefit. It was the wrong trust. My point on this, Kathy, is that even good lawyers, unless they know the difference between these types of trusts, one's like an OBRA trust, they call it, one's a special needs trust, there's all different kinds, and I'm not going to pretend to know the difference myself, but I do know that in your situation, you need the right one, otherwise you're going to, it's the money is going to revert to the state.
Yes, I went to another lawyer.
Okay, let me tell you this. I have one particular lawyer, and I don't want to say his name on the air because I don't know, you know, if he's going to like me saying his name. But he has a disabled son himself, and this is all he does. That's all he does, and he's up in the northwest suburbs, so he's going to be very convenient to you. So why don't you call me at my office, or email me is a better way to do it, because then I can shoot you an email back, and I will give you all his contact information, because I'm not going to recommend anyone except him just because I have great experience with him.
And what's that email address?
Email me at kconti, that's K-C-O-N-T-I, at kconti.
Wait, C-O-N-T-I.
Right. At.
Hey, is it
K-A-Y?
No, just K, just the letter K.
K-C-O-N-T-I.
Yeah.
At K.
Okay.
At K-C-O-N-T-I law.com.
Okay. Oh, okay. So kconti at kcontilaw.com.
Right.
That's
and I'll shoot you back an email with his contact information.
All right. Good luck, Kathy. Hope it works out.
Yes.
Let's take a quick break. We've got more people holding on. We will get to as many of your calls as we can. 312-981-7200. That's the phone. That's the text. That's how you get through to Karen Conti to get your legal questions answered here on WGN.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Real, raw, next level talk radio. Jones and Mike.
We've known each other since we were 14 years old. These dreams that you get drive me nuts.
I had a dream, man. It was weird. And I was just thinking to myself, like, what if I show up to the studio and all of a sudden, right when we go on the air, you just open up the mic and then you just start cursing me out because you were mad from something I did 17 years ago.
It seems like dudes our age in their 40s and 50s, they don't like to admit that they don't know things.
Yeah, it's just it's easier to be that way.
We're two dudes in a backyard at a barbecue, a little bit of basis and information, but not sitting here like reading from the New York Times to you.
I'm fairly sure that my information is part of the hacker data dump of Ashley Madison.
There goes your political career.
Jones and Mike. Jones and Mike. I had to know what was behind the curtain of a company that used the tagline, life is short, have an affair. 24/7 on Chicago's free WGN Plus app for Apple and Android and at WGNplus.com.
You can help someone in need this winter season by giving a gift of warmth. SGA Youth and Family Services, one of Chicago's long-standing nonprofit social service organizations, is hosting a clothing and toy drive all winter long. Drop off new and gently used clothing and unwrapped toys or monetary donations at any of the three SGA facilities, downtown Chicago, Brighton Park, and Roseland. For information, call 312-663-0305. Or visit www.sga-youth.org.
Real, raw, next level talk radio. Jones and Mike.
Jones is a hockey playing, city living, vegan bachelor who practices transcendental meditation when he's not biking to shows and cub games.
Mike's a beer swilling married father of four from suburbia.
His motorcycling, marathoning, and martial arts are pretty much on the shelf while he limos children all over town to their activities for the next decade.
Family, women, philosophy, politics, history, people, money, pop culture, kids, fighting, business, life. 24/7 on Chicago's free WGN Plus app for Apple and Android and at WGNplus.com.
That's how you get a hold of us. That's how Karen Conti can answer your legal question here on WGN. That's the phone, that's text. So get your questions in so we can get them answered. Let's say hi to Joe. He's in Evanston. Hi, Joe. You're on WGN.
Hi. Yes. Good evening, guys. Somebody actually owes me money that lives in a different state, and I'm trying to collect the money. Do I have to contact a lawyer in that state, or do I get it from this state or from Illinois?
So, Joe, where was the money exchanged? Was it exchanged
here? Here in Illinois.
So was he in your county where you live in?
Yes.
So he was in Cook County, and
right.
That's where the contract, meaning the was there anything in writing that?
Yes, well, when they borrowed the money, they just signed every time. There was like whatever, a certain amount of money, then write down the amount, and they would sign it at the end of the page and made like a whole notebook.
Okay. So then this guy moves out to another state subsequently, correct?
Right, right.
Okay. So here's the rule on this. Generally, a lawsuit can be filed where the defendant resides or where the contract or the transaction occurred. So you don't want to file in another state because then you're going to hire a lawyer there. You have to go to court there. Forget about it. So you're going to say in your complaint when you file your hopefully your small claim or you're going to file and say that the contract was negotiated and the contract was accepted and it was made in Illinois, namely Cook County, and that the breach occurred here because he was to pay you here, and he didn't pay you here. And therefore, he's going to have to come to Cook County in order to defend it. So hopefully he won't come. You're going to get a judgment against him, and then you're going to have to collect it, which is yet another step in the process. At that point, you might have to get somebody from another state to try to help you collect it. But you can do this here in Illinois.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Goodbye.
Good luck, Joe. Somebody. So as long as the contract started
was made here,
then this is where
you
get
breached here. You can bring somebody in here. Yeah, it wouldn't be fair to, you know, if someone made a contract here and breached it and then moved to California, that you'd have to go where that guy is. Yeah. But generally speaking, it's not where the plaintiff resides; it's where the defendant resides, or again, where the transaction occurred. Like if there was a car accident. That's where it would be. If there's a property at issue, it's where the property is. So basically it has to do with more about the lawsuit rather than where the plaintiff lives.
All right. You sent me a bunch of stories. We know there have been a lot of big legal things, and I'm not sure where to begin, but I have to start with this one. The police officer who shot and killed Quintonio LeGreer.
Yes.
And his neighbor, the I think she was 50 or 60 year old grandmother, is now suing the family. He says his attorney, Joel Brodsky, a name that we remember well from the Drew Peterson case, he's going to file a civil suit against LeGreer's estate in a couple of weeks, citing emotional distress and assault by the police. Where does anybody get the audacity to do that?
I just think it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. I don't understand. I don't understand what the cop is thinking about. My understanding, and I think I'm right about this, is that that family ended up suing the police department for loss of life.
Right.
Because they are claiming that the kid had mental illness issues. They called the, right?
They called 911 three times.
Right.
The dispatcher hung up on him because he wouldn't give them specific answers to their questions. He just kept saying, send the police. And then the father called and said the son had a bat, and that's when the police arrived.
Right. And supposedly the kid pulled a knife. We don't know all the facts. But I believe the family already sued the police officer. So why is Joel Brodsky, as lawyer for this cop, suing the family for emotional distress, meaning you put me in a situation that made me have to shoot you, and I'm really distressed about it?
Yeah. I feel bad that I killed your son.
I don't know. If I were sitting on a jury, I would just find that. I mean, let's just say that the cop was completely justified.
Right.
Okay. I have no reason to believe one way or the other.
Okay.
But there's a kid who's dead here, and this family's grieving. So you're going to sue them for emotional distress because you're a cop and you had to shoot somebody?
Part of the job description.
I'm finding that to be distasteful. I'm finding it to be frivolous. And I think it's stupid. Sorry.
Let me ask you this then. All right. Because I agree with you. So let's say they do file this case or this suit. It comes before a judge, correct? Somebody looks at this and says, this either goes to trial. What's the point? At what point will somebody go, you're an idiot?
Well,
this is not happening.
There's motions that we can file as lawyers. The defense, so this poor family, right? This poor family has to get a lawyer. Right?
Yeah.
You know, probably pay for a lawyer. And the lawyer's going to have to file a motion saying, motion to dismiss. There's no such thing as emotional distress. When a cop has a job and he's got a gun, part of his job is to shoot a gun. And if he has emotional distress shooting somebody who he claims is trying to kill him, then something is wrong with him. This case should be dismissed. Words to that effect.
Sure.
You can put that in any legal slot you want, but that's the argument.
Okay.
And you hope that at the end of that motion, the judge says the case is thrown out.
Right. Now, at that point, can the judge punish or somehow fine the who gets fined? Does the attorney get sanctioned for filing a frivolous lawsuit? Does the person who filed suit get in trouble? Who has to end up paying for this? Because now that family has had to hire a lawyer.
Right. It all depends. There's a thing called sanctions. And if you file something that's not legally based or factually based, meaning you got the facts wrong or there's no such lawsuit, then either the attorney or the party or both can be sanctioned, and the sanctions are going to be paying the fees of the person who was wronged. Now, the courts don't do that very often.
Oh, really?
But in this kind of case, I could see it being appropriate, just because the emotions are so high, the inequity of what this lawyer did. I mean, unless I'm missing something, unless there's some fact here that I don't know about, I just don't see that this is a viable case, and it shouldn't have been brought. And frankly, I don't think it speaks well of lawyers to bring cases like this.
Well, and
he might be sanctioned, and so might the party. I hope the party isn't, you know, someone walked this party down the line, you know.
Yeah.
Cops should know better than to hire a lawyer to do this, but the lawyer ultimately should know better.
Yeah, I'm sure you can't speak about another attorney.
I know Joel Brodsky. I know him. I've socialized with Joel Brodsky. I still think this is ridiculous.
He seemed like the kind of guy when he was first handling Drew Peterson's case, and again, this is just from a guy completely outside the law, who was in it for the attention. You know, he was doing a lot of, he loved being in front of the camera, it seemed. He loved that kind of thing. And now this is just getting his name back out there. Because since Drew Peterson fired him, we haven't heard anything about Joel Brodsky.
Well, it would be quite easy to come to that conclusion. And listen, handling high-profile cases is addictive to some people, right?
Yeah.
And it gets people business. I just saw that Brodsky actually represented, remember the guy who gave the gun to the 14-year-old girl, and the 14-year-old girl used it to kill somebody under a Facebook dispute?
Right.
That case just went to a jury, and they found the guy liable for murder,
mm-hmm.
and Brodsky was the lawyer. So he's been involved. He probably has been hired because people have seen him on television and say, all right, well, he looked like he was aggressive and right. he was there for his client. And so high-profile cases are addictive because it's good for the ego, I suppose, but it's also good for business.
Yeah.
So I get it. I get it, and I'm not going to.
But is this the kind
about him?
In general, for an attorney, is this type of high-profile case good for business?
I don't think so. I don't think this speaks well, and I right. think that it's going to lose. And he's not probably getting paid by the cop. What is the cop paying him by the hour to file a lawsuit for mm-hmm. emotional distress that he knows he's going to lose? Is it good for a couple of columns in the Sun Times? Maybe, but I just don't think it's worth the publicity.
All right. We've got a text question coming in. By law, are we as citizens mandated to show an ID if no crime has been committed?
Ooh.
All we have to say by law is name and address. Can we invoke our First, Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendment to a police officer on the street?
You know, that's a good question, and I'm not sure I know the answer to that. I know that I've seen that issue before, and I know that people have made that claim. I don't have to give you an ID, and I know that issue has been litigated in different states. I know it's been litigated in Arizona because of the immigration situation
right.
where cops were stopping people and demanding to see their identification. You know what? I don't know the answer to that, and I would, if this gentleman or lady would like to email me, I'll get the answer quickly.
Okay.
Okay?
And give that email address.
You can email me at kconti@kcontilaw.com. You know, that brings up, you know, there was a case in Chicago that just came down this week, and it was panhandlers.
Yes.
And, you know, it kind of reminds me of the same issue, which is your First Amendment right to ask for money. You know, it's interesting, but a lot of courts all over the country, not just in Chicago, have ruled that panhandlers, unless they're pushing people or shoving people or irritating people or harassing people, can stand and ask for money because, as we know, offensive conduct, offensive words are protected by the First Amendment. So is this a First Amendment issue showing your ID? That might very well be.
So this panhandling case, the two panhandlers brought a case against the Cook County Sheriff's Department,
right.
Tom Dart, and they won. And part of the, I guess, the settlement is that the Cook County Sheriff's Department now has to give more training to the deputies regarding panhandlers' rights.
That's
and,
correct.
And speech rights.
And
because the claim was that the cops weren't well versed on that type
law.
Of law, and so that's why they were harassing these
everybody has had it happen to them, right?
Right?
You're trying to go into a nice restaurant, you're trying to go somewhere, and someone is panhandling, and you know, it makes you feel bad, you don't want to have to say no to people, you don't want to be confronted, you're minding your own business, right?
Right?
Just leave me
you're
alone,
going to work.
I hate
you're doing
it.
What you gotta do.
Hate it. But unless they're harassing you, you know, they have a right to say something to you, and they do, and I know that's gonna strike people the wrong way, but That's
well, they didn't get a ton of dough. They got $1,500 each.
Right.
Which, you know, if you're a panhandler, I guess that's a pretty good day's work.
I think it's a pretty good day's
pretty
work.
Pretty good day's work. Who gets, does the attorney get part of that $1,500, would you think? Or did they take this pro bono?
Well,
do we know?
Usually in a case like this, when you win, if you're a plaintiff, you get attorney's fees.
Oh,
so it
okay.
could be that I don't know if these are ACLU lawyers or lawyers for different causes, but they are generally entitled to their attorney's fees, which are going to be much more than
$1,300.
Could be into the tens of thousands of dollars.
All right. So somebody's paying, but we don't know who.
Yes.
All right. One last legal story before we get out of here. It's the ongoing Glinowitz saga from Fox Lake, and now his wife has been indicted for her part in the claim is her part in misusing the funds that he allegedly stole from the Explorer Group. Now the defense seems to be laying out their case that she's a victim of his secret life. That seems to be, from their statement, how they're going to defend this. What is she looking at, and what do you think is going to happen?
Generally speaking, stealing $10,000 from a charity in the grand scheme of the world of law is really nothing. But they are so upset at this couple mm-hmm. out there that they put her in handcuffs, which they never would do. They charge her with a felony, which they generally don't do. Listen, people steal lots of money all the time, and they don't get hit up with a felony like this or put
right.
people in handcuffs. So generally this would be pled down. The defense would not be anything other than, listen, hasn't she suffered enough? Her husband committed suicide. He left them in shame. She's got kids to take care of. Let her stay, continue to work, and pay this money off. Make the charity whole. Let's move on with our lives. But they're not going to do that. They're going to prosecute her to the fullest extent because they're angry at the whole situation. Generally speaking, this is a paper crime. We look at the account. Who took the money out? Where did the money go? The money went to Dunkin' Donuts. The money went to go to Hawaii. That's
the movie
all
theaters,
we need.
Yeah.
That's all we need. That we don't need to know anything other than she took the money and spent it for the wrong things. And everybody, you're not just an innocent wife.
Right.
Everybody knows that that's wrong.
Yeah.
So I don't know that she's going to have a real defense other than I think that a lawyer might just want to come in there and try to plea bargain something to let everyone move on.
All right. People asking you to spell your name again for the email address, so do that.
Sure. It's K Conti, K-C-O-N-T-I, at kcontilaw.com.
All right, and give the phone number real quick.
It's 312-332-7800.
All right, and you still on with Steve on the Wednesday morning?
I am.
6:40. I didn't know if the new year brought a new time.
Nope. That's 6:40 to 7 o'clock. I'll be answering legal questions and talking legal topics.
Sounds good. And congratulations again. Best of luck with the new firm that opens
much.
Tomorrow. And I haven't said this in a while. We'll see you next week.
All right.
All right, sounds good. If you have a question for Karen, get a hold of her during the week. Thank you for that. We'll do this and come back and say goodbye. It's WGN.
Hi, everyone. Steve Bertrand here, inviting you to join me in July for a 9-day tour of Prague and Vienna. Imagine a summer stroll along the Danube, a night of Strauss and Mozart in Austria, opera in the Czech Republic, even a trip to Slovakia and Bratislava. All for just $4,200, including airfare and much more. This is the trip many of you have asked me for. Details at WGNradio.com or call me at 847-606-6065.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for being part of the program. Rick Kogan comes up after the news. We'll talk to you again next Sunday night at 5, an extended show next week, 5 to 9. So be here for the whole thing. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago. And oh, thank you, Cody. Thank you, Roger. There you go. We got the closing credits in. Everybody is always happy to have these guys with me. Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNradio.com. It is 9 o'clock with the news. Roger Battish.
Thank you.